This podcast was made possible by an anonymous Irvingtonian and by our primary sponsor, Artisan Realtors, your Irvington real estate source.
Welcome to another edition of Firehouse Irvington. We'd like to thank Artisan Realtors for making this a possibility. As you know, Artisan Realtors can help you craft your Irvington house buying experience. Actually, they'll handle any of your house buying or house selling experiences here on the east side of Indianapolis. And of course, you'll find Artisan on the fabled National Road. We've done stories about the National Road, and I don't think we're done telling stories about the National Road, but they're right there. Stop into Artisan and craft your very, very best real estate deal. We always talk about the connections of Irvington and that Irvington is almost a frame of mind more than a geographical location. And speaking of geographical locations, we broadcast live from Coal Yard Coffee because it is one of the most outstanding coffee places in Indy. It happens to be here in Irvington, and we were broadcasting in another location, and you suddenly inherited us. Our guest today is Michelle Roberts, the owner of Coal Yard Coffee. So thank you so much for taking us in like the orphans that we were.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
This is a very eclectic, very cool coffee place. You guys are, I would use just a little bit off the beaten path, but we found in Irvington, there's no such thing as being, you know, away from what can be the epicenter of Irvington.
Right. Yeah.
And very nondescript, like you almost wouldn't know this was a coffee place. That's why I think it's so cool. You guys have made this work because, you know, we're so used to businesses, you know, with huge Facebook presence and 26 signs and then a, you know, this huge parking lot. And you guys, from a very eclectic location, have made this work. And I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took an old garage and turned it into another Irvington's living room.
Now, are you super partial to coffee? Is that what kind of got you into this?
Well, yes, I've drank coffee since I was tiny. Made my grandmother's coffee, so it was a thing as growing up.
Well, I was going to say, because you have to almost really love coffee, because there's a very, there's all these little aspects to it to make the perfect cup of coffee, and after you chase that for a while, I think it's cool that you help people get that, because you don't realize what a dizzying array of ways that you can make coffee here. Mm-hmm. And all the different milks that you have and everything. You have everything except for otter milk.
Yeah, no otter milk, and we don't do goat's milk either.
Ah, no goat's milk. Yeah. But if a goat got close to here, I'd say they'd probably at least give it a try to get goat's milk. But it's just one of those coffee places that I always tell people that they have to give them a try, because no matter how you like your coffee, and of course, isn't it intriguing that the coffee world obviously got kind of a catapult because we won't mention the S word. They got big. All of a sudden people realize, well, coffee doesn't just need to be the drip coffee in your coffee machine in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. In fact, the biggest coffee machine in your kitchen innovation was the clock could be set so the coffee could start before you got up.
Right.
That's the only innovation the drip coffee maker made. But you know, now we've got so many cool ways to make coffee. And what is your favorite style of coffee, Michelle?
Mine is the good old-fashioned drip, to be honest. I love a smooth cup of dark roast coffee. So
that's good.
We have a good witch's brew here.
That's funny you said the dark roast coffee. There is the most generic, ghastly convenience store gas station around the corner from the radio station. Mm-hmm. But they make this almost industrial dark roast coffee. So
it's like liquid tar.
The nice thing is they've got a cup about the size of a man's leg.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get yourself really stocked up on Saturday morning at the radio station and really let it rip. Now, Michelle, not only are you involved here with Coal Yard Coffee, but also a very famous organization here in Irvington known as the Black Hat Society. And what is your best description of the Black Hat Society?
We are a theatrical group of witches. We dress up as witches because we derive from the Halloween festival because it's Irvington.
Sure.
And we dress for a cause. We costume for a cause is what we do.
Now, I've always said that in Irvington, every day is Halloween. So I think the Black Hat Society fits in very well with that.
Absolutely. Yes.
So you guys go around, and then I've noticed that some of your sisters really put some real effort into the costuming.
That's the part I like. Yeah, we costume all year round. So we're constantly making our costumes and shifting them to different things for the different seasons.
Right.
And, yeah.
Do they ask you to appear at some different events throughout the year?
We have, yeah. We've been asked to appear in parades for, like, the Fountain Square Art Parade, just the St. Patty's parades. We do a lot of parades.
That's very cool. Now, I guess people hearing this podcast might think, well, witches, that sounds so mysterious, or it sounds, you know, something that's not something that you should get into or whatever. But you guys bring a certain energy to it that I think...
Mm-hmm. We're a fun group of eclectic individuals. We have everybody in this group that is... You could be Christian, Catholic, you could be anything, whatever your path may be. But we all come together to raise money for charities.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, that's kind of what I was getting at is because you guys, you know, we don't know how much to attribute to the witches thing, the actual witches thing. But I've always said, be nice to all the Black Hat girls because all of a sudden you might say, gosh, my skin's really itchy. And I'm looking more and more like a frog every day. So right. You have to be very careful that you don't offend any of the Black Hat Society girls. That's a lot of fun. So what has been the one aspect? And I know you probably have been associated. How long have you been associated with Irvington?
So I've been here for 6 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What has been the greatest aspect of living and working in Irvington to you?
To me, it's the community. I am so thankful to have been able to land in this part of Indianapolis. I've been to all the other parts over the last 6 years and have realized that nothing fits me better than this community right here in Irvington. It's just welcoming and loving, and it is everything that I needed as a person. So,
absolutely. And what's been the most interesting person you've met? Either being in Irvington or owning the coffee shop.
Oh, there's so many interesting individuals. I don't know to name one. I don't know. Stan Dinsky was my first experience here in Irvington, and I'm sure most people know Stan. So he actually took me under his wing, and when we moved here, we had no one. And it was just the three of us, my husband and my daughter, and we had nobody for Christmas dinner, and he invited us out to Chinese, and we went. So
that's very cool.
It was great. And then he got me involved in volunteering for lots of things, and that's how I have networked and met people. So.
Well, I think, too, you know, the volunteering thing is more important than you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I work for a public affairs show, and, you know, the sort of pet theory in life is you either have a lot of time mm-hmm. or you have money and no time. But either way, you should sort of give some of your assets away because that's really what makes the community.
Yeah, builds a longer table.
Absolutely.
Involves, yeah.
No, that's a great idea. Now, here at the Coal Yard, and this apparently was at one point part of, was it Ritter Coal? Or there was, I knew there were two or three coal companies here in Irvington.
Yes.
And people... that listen to this podcast that weren't born in the 50s and 60s may not realize at one point coal was the number one way to heat your home.
Mm-hmm.
And getting a supply of coal into your house was very important. So these original coal companies, of course, it takes a big building to house coal and et cetera. So after these buildings sit empty, you want to reuse them. So what is happening around Coal Yard Coffee expansion-wise?
Here, Well, we've got the Blackacre Garden, the beer garden back there. They are now going to be bringing in other businesses, I believe, with that expansion on their side. At some point, Coal Yard will be expanding to another location as well. We are looking forward to getting a Coal Yard too.
Ah, so there's going to be two Coal Yards.
Yeah, at some point,
Oh, that'll be great. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, you guys have sort of outdone yourself with working with local artists, and that's, I think that's the one aspect of Irvington that I've really enjoyed from talking to people in Irvington is you guys stay connected as a community. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that some of the artists that you work with are glad that you're still going to keep this location.
Yes.
And then add another location. So would your other location be near Irvington, you think?
It would be just a few miles away, just kind of on the outskirts. We're looking maybe Cumberland or, you know, something out that way.
Good. So. Well, the east side, as mm-hmm. you well know, I grew up on the east side of town, and I've always felt like it needs a little TLC. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad to hear that we're going to be able to keep some of the great businesses and those ideas alive, because it is the small businesses that provide jobs in our communities many times.
Agreed. And we have, you know, the spaces for the artists is what we, that community has actually kept us here, is providing the space for the artists. And whether you're beginning, you're a Heron student, you've never shown before, that's where we come in, is to give them a space to learn and grow from.
Now, is it your daughter or your son that goes to Heron?
I have a 14-year-old who does go to Heron.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And
she's in Heron High School.
So, okay. And so is she following some artistic things as well?
She is. She is somewhat of an artist. She is very interested in producing video, so production aspect of things. So.
Well, good. Well, you seem like the encouraging parent. You don't seem like that parent that says no. You seem like the parent that says, give it a try. As long as it doesn't explode.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
As long as this doesn't cause great
danger.
Physical harm to the building or yourself, give it a go.
Right. Yes.
No, that's very cool. So the Black Hat Society, as we get closer to Halloween, and of course there's excitement building in the air mm-hmm. in Irvington. The leaves are rustling just a little bit. Nights are getting a little cooler. Mm-hmm. Days are getting a little shorter. So what will the Black Hat girls be doing this upcoming Halloween?
Well, we have been practicing our famous dance since August. So we are putting in that work to provide a cool show at Spooky Stories. We do have what we call the Black Hat Strut. It is October 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. Doors open at 1:30. All the proceeds from the ticket sales and the silent auction that will be going on will be going to a charity called Ascent 21. It is a group of individuals who've come together to help teen survivors of sex trafficking, any kind of trafficking in that sense. They help provide them a new life. So that is our charity this year that we've chosen to donate all of our funds that we've raised to.
Good.
So this fundraiser on October 6th is all for that. And we encourage people to come in, have a good time. It is a witchy fashion show.
Oh, excellent.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be hilarious in some aspects. Some comedic things are going to happen. So tickets are $20 advanced or $25 at the door. It will be at the Lodge at 5515 East Washington.
Okay, so the Lodge, mm-hmm. which of course is the famous 666 Lodge.
Yes.
So very appropriate for a witchy event.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, I'm going to guess with you guys being Black Hat girls, you have certain feelings about the vibrational energy of Irvington.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place that stands out inside Irvington that seems a little spookier than other places?
Oh, well, have you ever been in the Lodge?
I have not, okay. But I do love the fact that it's so ornate, mm-hmm. and that it's just like, hey, it's a 666 lodge,
it's
and that everyone
place.
Acts like nothing's weird about that. Yeah.
So it is very energetic in there. It is old and it is beautiful. But I will say that the Irving Circle is probably one of our most favorite spots as far as witching it up.
Interesting.
Yes.
And I know you guys, they do a lot of outdoor activities at the Irving Circle. Mm-hmm. So
outdoor concerts and things like that. And Spooky Stories Night.
And it's a great, albeit small, but just a great little green space inside a city that you wouldn't expect. Yeah. I've always said that much of Irvington is things that you would never expect if you just whiz by on the interstate. So thank goodness Irvington was built on US 40, the national road, and which became Washington Street. And it's a center unto itself. But yeah, so at the 666 Lodge, and you guys, once again, this is coming up
October 6th.
October 6th.
Uh-huh. From 2 to 4.
Oh, that's excellent. And then what types of things will you guys be doing during the Halloween festival?
We always, we do a special performance at the Spooky Stories Night, which is usually a Thursday night, October 24th. And so the witches perform.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, do you have some black hat girls that are really good at storytelling?
We do.
Ah.
We have a few witches who do some storytelling.
Some scary stuff, I bet.
We also read to the children. The witches go in at for the pre-K mm-hmm. over at certain schools, and we read witchy stories to them during festival season.
I'm going to guess for the kindergarten kids, so you tone it down probably just a little bit.
Yeah, we don't go in scary. We always try to be that loving witch.
Yeah, the head doesn't roll across the hallway or anything like that. Yeah, it's a little too much for kindergartners.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's very cool. And then will Coal Yard Coffee be doing anything special during the Halloween Fest?
We always have, during the Spooky Stories Night, we offer cider, hot chocolate, and coffee at that event. So we do put that on. And, you know, generally we are kind of a destination spot during the festival day because we have Handmade Row out here in front of us now on Bonna. So we are really busy.
Well, and then the beer garden is going to be kind of online at about that time as well.
Yes.
Now, we have a really tough job ahead of us, Michelle. We're going to have to broadcast live from the beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's Blackacre Brewing, so we'll probably have to try some of the product, and, you know,
that's going
to
be rough.
It's going to be pretty rough duty.
Yeah.
In fact, we've done a couple of shows from the Blackacre, and one of them I can't remember.
But
you know how that goes sometimes.
Absolutely, I know.
But I think that's very cool, and I'm hoping, too, that them opening an outdoor beer garden will kind of drag more people by Coal Yard Coffee, so people can say, hey, this is the place they always talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have had a few go in, and they're like, hey, we didn't know you guys were here. We're on our way over there to the garden, but this is cool, and we'll come back. So
very good.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is so cool that you even thought of Coal Yard Coffee. Thank goodness you really, really like coffee. Thank goodness you built this place, and your staff is wonderful, by the way. And you know how you can tell that you're baristas are good coffee makers?
How's that?
Because it takes just a little time to get your cup just right.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're, I call it schlepping. They don't just schlep it together back there.
No,
they actually
take our time.
There's a little TLC involved.
It's a little handcraft.
Absolutely.
What we do. We handcraft every drink.
Well, that's what we've always said. If it's made with love, you'll be able to taste the
mm-hmm.
love.
Taste the love.
Well, I know you're going to be very busy during the Halloween season. I know it was even tough to even find some time to talk to you. Ironically, even getting down to Irvington in Indianapolis. Hopefully somebody will hear this podcast 10 years from now and go, oh, don't worry. All the traffic problems have been magically erased.
They've been solved.
Once you get to Irvington, you can go anywhere you want. It's beautiful. I've always loved the little quiet streets and everything, but getting to Irvington has not been the easiest of things. So we really appreciate you taking time out. We're really looking forward, obviously, to another Halloween season. The Black Hat girls outdo themselves. and you can reveal on this podcast, is Dawn Briggs a real witch? Because we think there's something spooky about her, and we're trying to track that down.
You know, a witch never tells on a witch.
Ah, see?
It's a sisterhood of witches.
Sisterhood. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm always really nice to Dawn.
Yes, be nice to Dawn.
I don't want to turn into a lizard or something, you know, something bad could happen. Yeah. But no, you guys are great, and I'm looking forward to the costumes. I'm going to guess, too, some of the Black Hat girls really go all out costume-wise for Halloween, because I've seen some of the build-up costumes, but I'm going to guess it could go to a whole new level.
Well, I will tell you, for this Black Hat strut, each witch that is going to be strutting the catwalk has been given a witch title, and they are going to be dressed as that type of witch.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It is going to be very, very cool.
Now, I know you don't want to give any secrets away, but is your costume pretty, is it going to be pretty over the top this Halloween, or will you be going with the usual tried and true?
No, my costume is over the top.
Ah.
It is massive. It is heavy, but it is so fun, and you wouldn't even recognize me.
Oh, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Then that's what really makes it cool is the amount of effort that you guys put in, yeah. And I really will tell you I'm impressed with some of the things I've seen. So I'm going to guess I'm going to be even more impressed this Halloween season.
Oh yeah,
very good. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking time out. Thank you for allowing us into Coal Yard Coffee. It's been a great experience for us, and I always look forward to. When fall turns into winter, I've always said here in Indiana, winter's not much fun, but you can't avoid it. So this is like the coziest place to be in the wintertime.
It
so
is.
I
it's
really
the
appreciate
icing
that.
On the ice.
Yeah, we can feel the heat coming off the coffee maker. So we really appreciate it. Well, Michelle, best of luck this Halloween season. Best of luck to the Black Hat girls. And best of luck to, is it called the Witch Strut?
The Black Hat Strut.
Black Hat Strut.
October 6th.
It sounds like an amazing event, and I would think anybody that comes out is going to be really impressed.
It's going to be a great show. It raises money
for a very good cause,
yes.
As well, as you know.
And that's about, what we do, is we try to give back to something every year.
Absolutely. That's great that you guys do this. Well, Firehouse Irvington comes to another conclusion, of course. We love all the wonderful connections. We have some great shows coming up, at least some great show ideas. We're going to be spending some time in the beer garden, which sounds like really tough duty. So we'll probably have to do some training before we do that.
I would train for that one.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Some stretching might be involved for that one. But we're going to be talking about some other great connections that you may or may not know about. And we do appreciate you being a supporter of Firehouse Irvington. Until our next episode, please be kind.